following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
This is what we're here for, nights like tonight. Nights when all eyes are on the court. Nights when neighboring counties collide. Nights when two towns meet in the middle for a title showdown. Nights when two teams that don't like each other play the latest installment in their storied rivalry. We're here at Livingston Academy where Clay County and Pickett County's boys are meeting each other for the 10th time since 2004 for conference gold. Previously, eight of those games have gone to the black, purple, and gold. But it's the Birdstown Ballers who've been dominant this season with two strong wins over the team from Salina already. Can Rob Edwards continue his District 7 championship dominance and win his 15th title in 25 years? Or will Joseph Aminette win his second straight and second overall conference crown? We're about to find out. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth preview to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tee, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Jones Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, welcome in here to Durward Bond Memorial Gymnasium here on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show, our 22nd overall basketball broadcast of the 2025 season. For the third time this postseason, the second night in a row, we're right here in the heart of Hawkeye for the District 7A tournament. Soon I'll be joined by Doug Strong for this boys' title game. With me now is a man who would just as soon beat Pickett County tonight as he would eat his next meal. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Yeah, I gotta wait a little while, Daniel.
We were skipping one anyway, wasn't
it? Yeah, but you're right, though. This is what it's all about, the District 7A Boys Championship. And it's the way it should be tonight, as Clay County and Pickett County square off for a title.
Yeah, 10th time we'd sit in the intro there. These teams have met during the Edwards era for a district title. Just amazing.
No doubt. And as we have for the duration of the Tri-Lakes Conference Tournament, we're audio only again tonight due to TSSAA mandates. And, Daniel, I want to be clear and say it is due to their rules that we're having to do so, not anybody else, and for sure not our friends over at UCR. You know, Noah McKay, he's a friend of ours, and those guys, they continue to be voices with the powers that be for small-town broadcasters like us. And I personally want to thank him for all he does, Daniel.
Absolutely. There's been a misconception about that, and I've defended him several times and straightened folks out. I said, look, this is the NFHS, TSSAA thing, not a UCR thing. They're friends.
No doubt, and we thank them. And like UCR, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors. Both of us are able to offer free coverage of these amazing Upper Cumberland athletes to diehard fans thanks to their support. And all these sponsors have been with us for years and years now. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who is our presenting sponsor for tonight and throughout this basketball season. They're partnering with us to help spread their message for parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And, of course, we say it every broadcast, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. I was out today and this afternoon spreading them all over the county. New issue on stands right now, folks, so pick one up this week. Up next, we'll talk about the Dogs' big semifinal win over Gordesville in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on Boys District 7A Tournament Championship Night.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to get a preview of what's inside the pages of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper this week with our recap segment. The story talked about how a 31-point performance from Nolan Adams, 19 from Coley's, and 11 added by Lance Burchett helped the Dogs get past Gordonsville by a score of 66-63 in the semifinals and be here to meet the Bobcats tonight. Adams paced Clay County with 9 first-quarter points to allow them to lead 14-11 at the end of one before Eads knocked down a trio of threes in the second stanza to put the Dogs up 31-25 at the break. Adams then added 10 points in the third quarter, including 8 of a Clay County 11-0 run, which handed the Dogs their largest lead of the game at 42-27. But Gordesville came roaring back and outscored Clay County 18-4 to head into the fourth quarter, only trailing by one. Burchett, Adams, and Ease, who was a perfect 5-for-5 from behind the arc on the night, then all made threes in the final frame to keep pace with the Tigers. Burchett buried his when Gorgeville tied the game at 48 early in the period, and Adams and Ease did so to answer Tiger makes from distance shortly thereafter. Clay County eventually made enough free throws in the waning seconds to hold off Gorgeville down the stretch. With 1.9 seconds remaining, Burchett stepped to the line and accounted for the final three-point margin after a Tiger May 3 had turned it into a one-point game with 3 seconds to play. Daniel, it came down to the wire, but the Dogs got it done.
It certainly did. Exciting contest. Wouldn't expect anything more than in that big district semifinal action. Nice to get the Tigers in the postseason after splitting with them in the regular season.
No doubt about it. Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for the District 7A Boys Championship here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the H&H General Equipment Parts pregame show from Livingston Academy, District 7A boys title game, about 5.5 minutes before they announce the starting lineups here. That means it's time for the Cumberland Exteriors boys 7A update. Of course, coming out of the regular season, Pickett County was the 1 seed, Gordonsville the 2, Clay County the 3, Clark Range the 4, Redbourne Springs the 5. That put Redbourne Springs and Clark Range in action 1 week ago tonight in that elimination quarterfinal game. Clark Range rolled over the Red Dogs 69-35, ending Redbourne's season at 0-26 for that young team. And then we saw last Friday night the semifinal action. Pickett County drilled Clark Range 41 points. The difference, Doug, 74-33. The Bobcats, I didn't watch that game. They must have played well.
They only had to play well, and Clark Range probably didn't shoot the ball well.
No.
That's typically what happens when you play that Pickett County bunch. If you don't shoot it well and they're shooting, you get that score like you seen right there.
Definitely be talking more about that in a few minutes. Of course, last Friday, the other semifinal, as Thomas just talked about, it was Clay County, who beat Gordonsville by 3, 66-63. Just a few moments ago in the consolation game tonight, saw head coach Greg Bibb and his Gordonsville Tigers with an 8-point win over Clark Range, 56-48. So it will be Gordonsville, who is the 3 seed, coming out of this District 7 tournament. We assume, and this is an assumption, we assume that Joe Burns going to beat East Raw. That's the matchup for that district title game. Is that right?
That is.
If it follows the course of the season, Joe Burns will be the District 8 champ, and they will be hosting the Clark Range Buffaloes coming up on Saturday. And that means that the Gordonsville Tigers likely would travel to East Robertson to face the Indians. Indians the 2 seed, but Thomas, a low overall record for them this year. Only a single-digit win season, I think, for the Indians of East Raleigh. They're down.
Yeah, kind of like the girls really, isn't it, up there in 8-1-A, Doug? It's about one team, and it's the Joe Burns Red Devils pretty much.
Yeah, and, you know, the two times they played this year is like 63-47 when they played East Robb, and then I was looking at it, 63-36. So they're a little bit better, you know, all year, but now tournament time, anything can happen. But you would assume, like I said, that's where to be. Girls, definitely East Robb girls are head and shoulders above over there.
Yeah.
The other three in that district.
Of course, Pinky County and Clay County about to play for this District 7A championship game. They will be matching up in some form or fashion with Knowledge Academies or Merle Hyde coming out of this contest. Those boys' Region 4A quarterfinals set to take place on Saturday coming up this weekend. Folks, that has been the Boys 7A update brought to you by Cummins Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. The other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Let's go ahead and get in to a good lengthy here. We won't limit ourselves. Good lengthy, full coverage final word here on the H&H Channel Equipment Parts pregame show, where we get last thoughts before tip-off brought to us by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Of course, the third meeting this season between these squads, the prior two, both going in favor of the Bobcats of Piggott County. Neither one of them really very close. 41-76, Clay County lost in Birdstown, then 31-59 in Joe Sims Gym in a contest that saw some pretty early subs out of Clay County. Doug, what can we do to change things here tonight?
Well, we got to keep playing like we've been playing, very well. You know, we've played good there. And what hurt us, you know, when we played at home, you know, we was with them, you know, through a good little portion of the early part of the game, and they went on that spurt where we didn't score. We got to limit the spurts. You know, we got to keep it within reach. Don't let them stretch that lead, because when they stretch the lead on you, they're really, really good. So that's the biggie there. Don't let them, you know, hit spurts and get a big lead on you.
Of course, Nate Adams returning to the lineup tonight. He has not been in action these last two contests. Any time that you get somebody back, the caliber of a senior Nate Adams, you've got to be excited about that. Curious to see how it plays in, though, because Clay County has played very good these last two games without him, but only going to strengthen us to have him back.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you get, you know, a all-conference first-teamer back playing on your team, that's good. Gives you depth back. You know, and against a Pete Gant team, you want every player available you can get, you know. So it's big to have him. Good leader.
Of course, historically in this matchup, Clay County really good. Coach Edwards' record in this game, 13-1 during his years. Of course, he's got 14 district titles. One of those coming in 2015 due to a snow-canceled district tournament. So 13-1 in this game. I can't even describe how great that is.
Yeah,
just an excellent stat.
You know, most coaches in their career want to get 5 or 6, you know, and over that period of time. And he's got, what'd you say, 13?
13 in the game, 14 total with that cancellation. And only his lost one, that coming in 2008 to Piggott County. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up the starting lineups for this District 7A title game. Piggott County Bobcats, they're the home team on the scoreboard tonight. Head coach Joseph Amonet, 9 season overall. According to Coach T, 173 wins to 95 losses during his career. A 20-7 record this year. They are the one seed out of District 7A and ride a one-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Piggott County, senior number 10, Lyric Paris. Senior number 11, Jacob Amonet. Senior number 14, Eli Reagan. Sophomore number 21, Nathaniel Cobb. And a freshman number 23, Cole Amonet. Piggott County with one district championship during Coach Amonet's tenure. The Clay County Bulldogs, head coach Rob Edwards, 25th season overall, 555 wins, might be 556 now after that semifinal win, to 224 losses. 18-6 record this year, the number 3 seed out of District 7A. They do ride a two-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Clay County, junior number 2, Cole Eads. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. These starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Stephen Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking and its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Clay County and Pickett County. We've been here before. Latest installment, District 7A Championship game, guys.
Yeah, this is the way it should be. Of course, audio only here as we zoom in on the scoreboard due to TSSAA mandates tonight. But we've got Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs, to describe it all for us.
Pickett County with opening possession. Jump shot no good. Nice start there. Anytime Pickett County misses, it's a nice thing. Nolan Adams on the rebound quickly the other way. Pass off to cousin Hayden. Hayden at the block. Kicks it out to Cole Edry right wing. Cole now works against Jacob Amonette. Kicks back to Nate Adams. And now Nate looks over to Coach Edwards. Going to reset this half-court offense, Doug.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a key. Be patient. Work. Get the shots you want.
Lance Burchett with a shot he likes. Jumper from the elbow, 14-foot variety. He drains it. 2-0, Clay County in front.
Just a great set for Clay County. Got the shot they wanted, and Lance knocks it down.
Cole Amonette, left wing. Every possession big in this contest. Cole Amonette, a nice give and go. Gets the bucket off left block. We're tied up 2-2. Nate on the inbound. Works against Cobb. Nate presses across the timeline. A foul going to be called against Cobb. I like it when they let the post and some of the stuff away from the ball go on. I don't like a lot of the reach-in stuff. Saw that reach-in foul out from Cobb. So be curious to see if we continue to have that type of officiating here. Nolan looking for an inlet and a five-second call. He inbounded to Coleridge just half a second late. Split second late, Thomas. 1 minute into this contest, tied up, 2-2. Reagan with it, swings to Cobb right wing. Now back to Paris, Paris to Amonette. Jacob Amonette, the MVP of District 7A. Gives off to Reagan in the corner. Now back to Cole Amonette. Just a good ball moving out of Pickett County. He is structurally sound, fundamentally sound, a team as you'll see in the state probably. Wouldn't you agree, Doug?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, they don't make a lot of mistakes, so you got to limit their opportunities.
Jacob Amonette with the bucket. Reagan knocks it out of bounds on the inbound. Clay County going to have to try that again. Pickett County taking the 4-2 lead, 6:22 mark of the first quarter. Of course, Pickett County only 7 losses. One of those coming to out-of-state, Clinton County, Kentucky. The other coming, another of them to the Gordonsville Tigers. Others came to 2 to Eagleville, 2 to Kingston, and then AAA Stowe Memorial. So, not a bad loss, of course, in the 7 to the Bobcats have. Lance Burchett, left wing. 6-minute mark here of this first quarter. Coach Edwards sends in the instructions. Senior point guard hands off to his cousin, the junior, Nolan Adams. Nolan now uses a Hayden screen, drives to the hoop. Defense, offensive foul called against Nolan Adams. First personal against any of the Dogs.
Yeah, and that's one that could have went either way, really, at that point. But probably a pretty good call. Nolan, just a tad out of control.
Yeah, a little out of control. And usually a veteran official is going to benefit that defense if you're a little out of control.
Jacob Amonette, 18-foot jumper, good. Almost like a layup to him. That's strange to say with a long two-pointer, but he's just that automatic. Here's a takeaway. Cole Amonette, the freshman, comes down, gives to his older cousin, Jacob, and a foul call against Nolan Adams. He picks up too early. Not a good thing. Nolan has been the lead guy as far as offensive production these last couple ball games. Coach Edwards is going to probably have to bring him out early in this one, too.
I don't know. He may lay with him a little right there.
Going to leave him for the moment. Of course, Warner Melton, the first guard in for Clay County. Cobb with the bucket. Coach Edwards, a 30-second timeout. We're going to take it with them. 5:22 mark of the first quarter. Pickett County on a 6-0 run with an 8-2 lead.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Boys District 7A Championship game being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Pickett County, the last 8 points of this ball game, Daniel. They got an early lead again, 8-2.
Certainly do. Nolan Adams, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Lyric Paris. Clay County going to have to create some second chance opportunities here. Jacob Amanea, deep ball, deep three ball, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Nate quickly across the timeline, loses the handle. They're going to call a foul. Cobb going to be called for his second personal, if that's who they credit to, and they do. So Nolan Adams with two, Nathaniel Cobb with two. Cobb, a talented young player, a sophomore, got good length, a guard skill set in a taller body, and he's just a smooth player.
He play inside out, so he's pretty nice.
Lance Burchett attacks here and gets the foul call. Doug, you like to be aggressive offensively if the fouls are coming, and so far we're seeing that.
Yeah, and that's what you look at. You know, you got to make those adjustments. It's not, but if you're attacking and getting calls, you got to keep attacking.
Burchett, the line, misses the first. A rare thing for him. Lance leads the team in free throw percentage, 72.6% shooter on the season from the free throw line. Misses them both. One of the few times this year we've seen him miss a pair.
Yeah, he's usually pretty steady up there.
Jacob Amanette with it. 8-2. Pickett in front. Trying to sweep Clay County. 3-0 in this season.
Clay's changed to their little zone defense, too.
Amanette touches it last here. Frustration there out of Pickett as they turn it over. So the defensive change maybe created that.
Yeah, Clay County's played good solid when they went that 2-3 last few games, so.
Warner Melton has checked in for Clay County. Nolan Adams has checked out. Warner has started at least four games this year for Clay County, so Warner essentially a sixth starter, if you want to call him that. Not much of a drop-off when he comes onto the floor. Lance Burchett, top of the key, swings the Cole lead. Cole's had a hot hand from three, and he keeps it going. First three-point make of the night, and Coach Amanette frustrated across the way with his team there. The scouting report would say keep a hand in the face of Cole Lee.
Definitely. I mean, he shot the ball well and continued tonight. So,
well, that's six straight for him, guys. He hasn't missed in the last two games yet.
Hopefully we'll continue to see that. Amanette loses a handle, and it's Clay County basketball. I love it. The seniors baffled, and Coach Amanette also baffled about the call. And I just love to see them frustrated.
Yeah, and this is the first time we've seen Clay County challenge Pickett whatsoever, guys. I mean, those first two games, let's be honest, they laid eggs. They did not show up tonight. They're making an effort, and it's starting from the senior, Lance Burgett, who knocks it up at 8, Daniel.
Now a timeout taken by Pickett County's Joseph Amanette, 8-8, 3:29 mark, first quarter.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the Boys District 7A Championship game. We've got a tie ball game between Clay County and Pickett County. It's 8-all here in the first quarter, guys. Back-to-back threes from Coley's and Lance Burchett to knot it up, Daniel.
Reagan with it out top. Swings over there to Brady Evans, who's checked in. Now Coley's in the corner, loses the handle, knocked away by Nate Adams. Nice job there. Good deflection by Nate. Nate putting together an outstanding season, 17 points per game on average. Also a great defender, too, is Nate Adams. And an offensive foul, illegal screen, Doug. Did you get a good look?
It was. He just kept moving and kind of hipped him when he come around.
Brady Evans called for the personal. Fourth team foul for Pickett here in this opening quarter. So another one will send Clay King to the line to shoot, too. Lance Burchett with it. He fouled from behind Evans, but Evans did a good job of laying off at the end. Lance with it, kicks to Cole. Cole, three ball right wing, no good. Rebound, Hayden Adams, nice shot by Hayden. Now Lance Burchett with it, drives inside all the way to the hoop, shot off the glass, good. Lance Burchett gives Clay County a lead, 10-8, maybe the first time this year we've led the Bobcats at any point, I don't know. I've got some game reports here I'll try to dig through. Be interesting to know. Pickett County now trying to reclaim the lead. Cole Amanette with it on the outside. Kicks to Jacob. Jacob to Reagan. Reagan back to Jacob. Now Cole again. Deep three ball. Jacob Edmond in. No good. And a foul going to be called against Nate Adams. I would have loved to have seen it reversed, but that's obvious. I am a black, purple, and gold fan. So Nate gets his first personal, and that's where you've got to just keep playing ball. Let the officials officiate and just keep on playing. Pickett County on the inbound. Clay County with the lead. 2:25 mark first quarter. 10-8. Dogs in front.
This all goes back to the great in-game adjustment by Coach Rob Evers going to this zone, Doug. Pickett County hadn't been able to do anything with it. Finally, Jacob Mamanette gets in the lane and buries the mid-range.
It's pushed him out the floor a little bit farther than they like. Of course, Mamanette, he don't care to shoot it pretty much half court. So.
That's the truth.
But now you pushed him out a little out of their comfort zone.
Nate Adams, three-pointer right side, no good. Rebound, Jacob Mamanette, 10-10 the score, minute 55 left. And, yes, that was the first time this season that Clay County had led Pickett County at any point, never led in the other two contests. Jacob Mamanette, a nice baseline jumper. He's as cool as the other side of the pillow. Evans, a lot of contact on Virgie. Coach Edwards pleading for the foul there. Surely we'll see that called if Evans keeps on harassing Virgie in that fashion. Lance airballs that three ball. Good defense by Evans created the bad shot. And ball goes out of bounds. Fortunately, though, touched by Pickett County. Evans, I guess, maybe partially blocked it.
Yeah, he may have had a little hand on that. It looked like it changed direction a little bit.
Cole Eads inbounds from the baseline, works it into Lance. Minute 25 left in this opening quarter. 12-10, Pickett in front by one.
Going to try to isolate Nate Adams right here, out top guys, to see what he can do.
Pickett has led 17-7 and 22-13 at the end of first quarters.
That's
Nate Adams
what he
ties
can do.
It up. You wanted to see, Thomas, you got your answer. He soared to the hole and laid it in off the glass for two. 12-12, Doug, knotted up. 1 minute left in this first quarter.
Yeah, just a great move by Nate right there. Took advantage of the defense.
Both of these teams so good. No one man has to do it all for them. You know, five solid players on both squads. As Jacob Amanette fires a three, no good. Nate Adams, the rebound. Nate looking for a teammate. Can't find one. He goes to the rack instead. And an offensive foul called. And there may be an example of what I was just talking about, trying to do too much. You've got four great teammates alongside you.
Yeah.
Don't go down into that three triple team and force it. Now, he's a great player, but, got the foul because of it there.
Yeah, and, hadn't played in two games. He's chomping at the bit to get back to where he is used to being. But you got the wily veteran and Reagan sliding over underneath. Just was a great position there to get the charge call.
Reagan's a solid defensive player.
Yeah.
So he's going to be in the position most of the time.
Pretty crafty.
Yeah.
Jacob Amanette with it. 25 seconds left in this first quarter. Kicks over to Cole. Pickett obviously going to play for the last shot here. Much, easily the best quarter Clay has put together against Pickett so far this year. Pickett County in their last three games, guys, are 1-2. They beat Clark Range in that semifinal. They lost the last two games of the regular season to Gordonsville and to Clinton County, Kentucky. Reagan, a rebound, putback, no good. Buzzer going to sound. We're knotted up 12-12 at the end of one. Here in Durward Vaughn Memorial Gymnasium, we've got a good one going in the District 7A Boys Championship.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Welcome back to the Boys District 7A Championship being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County and Pickett County are knotted up at 12 headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Lance Burchett pacing the dogs with 7 first quarter points. Cole Leeds knocked down a 3-for-3, and Nate Adams with 2 points. Jacob Amanette, 8 first quarter points. Nathaniel Cobb and Cole Amanette both with a bucket for Pickett County. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community, home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner, every step of the way, Daniel.
Clay County with the possession on the quarter. It was knocked out of bounds by Pickett. Clay County now inbounds. Lance with it in the corner. Warner Melton in. Nate Adams out. So we've got Burchett, Eads, Hayden Adams, Nolan Adams, and Warner Melton on the court here. 12-12 the score after a good first quarter. Lance Burchett, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Reagan, who gives off to Evans. Evans to Jacob Amanet. Now Pickett County back on the offensive lead. The three-pointer by Jacob Amanet drains it. And like you mentioned, Doug, his range, there's really not one. I mean, he can shoot from anywhere on the court. There's a takeaway by Pickett County. Amanet misses the layup, though, and they're going to call a foul on Cole Reed. Cole getting some wrist there. Pickett County just jumping that possession and stealing one. 15-12, picking in front after the Jacob Amanet three-pointer. What was he, 7-8 feet behind the arc of the volleyball line?
He's right at the volleyball line.
It sets about halfway in between the top of the key and the half court.
Jacob Amanet with about the last 7 or 8 points for the Bobcats, guys. He kind of figured that zone out, Doug, on the last few possessions and really got Pickett County going again.
Well, shooters love zones. They just, once they find those gaps in there, and he – and. Of course, senior, he's got that experience. He's found some gaps.
Of course, Amanet had 31 when the teams met in Byrdstown. He was held to 11 when they met in Salina. It's actually his freshman cousin, Cole Amanet, who led the charge that night with 18 for the Bobcats. Lance Burchett with it. He fires his own three left side. Give it to him. His second three-pointer of the contest. 7-minute mark of this second quarter, 17-15. Clay trailing by two. Pierce with the free throw line, kicks out to Amanet. Once again, he's going to drain him.
Yeah.
Amanet with another. I guess I need to be more specific, Thomas, but I know you're not looking. It was Jacob rather than Cole on that one. His second three-pointer in his many trips for Pickett County. Nolan Adams tries the three-pointer, no good. And this is where Pickett County can run some points up on you if you're not careful. Taking those one shot, misses, no rebound, and they come the other way. And it can change in a hurry. Reagan, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Pick it up by five, 20-15, 6:25 mark of this second quarter. Cole Eads drives to the left block, lays it off the glass, no good. Just had too much rotation, and it rolled off.
Yeah, good take to the rim, just missed it.
Cole ended up not getting the defensive resistance I think he expected and found himself at the hoop quicker than he thought.
Volleyball line, guys. Jacob Amanet just kind of unconscious right now.
And we're letting him shoot it.
No, well, I mean, you got to at that point.
Well, that's threes made from there. Yeah. Timeout taken. We're going to stay on air here and talk about our presenting sponsor or maybe go to break here. Thomas, what do you want to do on this one? Play one?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's
Daniel.
Play one. We'll be back.
Welcome back to the Boys District 7A Championship game being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Pickett County on a run, guys. They're back up by 8, 25-13, or 23-15. I had it backwards.
Like you said, 8-point lead here. Nolan Adams dribbles through a trap, kicks to Warner, Warner at right wing, bounce pass back to Nolan, swung to Lance. And, you know, it's just one of those frustrating things, Doug. 8 points, you know, not a big separation here, but just the way it's come about just gets under your skin, so to speak, when Amanet's shooting so good like it.
It is. It kind of gets into your psyche a little. You know, two games before that they stretched those leads and we couldn't recover.
Cobb
called.
Now
you want to get a basket and stay in there.
Right. Cobb called for his third personal foul, so he has not been a factor for Pickett County in this game due to the fouls. Nolan Adams leading in fouls for Clay County with two. Nate checking back in and Warner checking out. So original five starters on the 4-4 Clay County. Inbound to Nolan. Nolan off the glass. No good. Goes on rebound. Put back. Good.
Nice.
Back to a six-point game. There's the bucket we were needing. 23-17. Cole Aminette left wing. Gives back to Jacob. Jacob swings to Reagan. Reagan now inside to Paris. Paris four-foot floater. Good. Paris similar to Hayden Adams. Neither take a lot of shots, but when they do, it's usually good.
Yeah, and right now we're having to extend to get out on Aminette. That's leaving a lot of space in there.
Lance Burchett, top of the key. Clay County wearing their gold uniforms tonight. Black numerals on them. They work at the hoop to our right during this first half. Pickett County wearing their white home jerseys. Black numerals with the yellow trim. They're working in the hoop to our left during the first half of play. Nolan with it. Right wing for Clay County. Kicks over to Lance. Lance now uses a Hayden Adams screen. Works right back left and a foul call. Brady Evans going to be called for his second. Oh, his third.
Ooh.
Him and Nathaniel Cobb, both with three each. Clay Kitty on the inbound, 4:34 mark, second quarter. Seven-point contest, 25-17. Lance Burchett, defended by the freshman, Cole Aminette. Great separation, kicks to Nolan. Nolan defended by Reagan, takes him to the hole. They call a travel. Pickett taking him back over.
8-point lead here, guys. You know, again, Pickett County answers every time Clay County cuts into it a little bit. And this is that point. You don't really want to go past, Daniel. Don't want to let it get to double figures. We've seen what happens when he goes to there.
That's the frustrating thing. It's such a small margin of error with the Bobcats. Said the same thing last night.
There you go.
Jacob Aminette again hits a deep three-pointer. And literally anyone on the court, he can hit from anywhere.
Oh, yeah. He
come by it honest. His dad used to do the same thing. Hayden Adams on the inside. He gets a bucket. 28-19. So a 9-point game, swapping threes for twos right now. Clay County has scored two times out of their last three trips down the court with Nolan and Hayden. But Pickett getting the triples compared to Clay County's twos. Cole Aminette tries his hand at a three ball. No good. Tipped by Hayden Adams. Regathered in by Pickett County. Missed three-pointer by Jacob Aminette, a rare thing. He was frustrated himself. He missed one. Nate Adams tries his hand from left wing at a three. That's too short. Rebound Lyric Paris. Clay County, once again, hate to keep ringing the same bell, not creating a lot of second-chance opportunities on the offensive end.
But on the plus side, they're getting good looks.
Yeah.
Now you got to, you know, knock some of those down and get some second chance when you miss it.
Cole Aminette tries another three, no good. Tipped by Reagan, handled by Nate. Nate comes up with it, drives off to the right, bounce past to Nolan, Nolan off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Cole Aminette, who wrestled it away from Cole Eats. Shot faking a drive by Jacob Aminette, jump stop, travels, shoots, and they call a foul on Hayden Adams, who had a clean block. So the Clay County faithful frustrated with that series of events, and it took place just as we described it. Offensive rebounds in the contest against Pickett Prior. We were out-rebounded 28-21 the first time around. Second time around, even worse, 33-19 the difference on rebounds.
Hmm.
Aminette hits them both, does he not, Thomas?
He did.
30-19, 11 points the lead. For Pickett County. 2:30 left in this second quarter. Lance to the hole, kicks outside to Cole. Cole shots away and good, and the foul. So going to have a rare four-point play coming from Cole Eads, and Clay County needed that.
Yeah, it was. We need a bogey right there. You know, the key, you just want to stay within in striking distance. So far, we've been able to do that.
Sophomore Max Moody called for the personal, his first. So that brings it back to an 8-point game. And Cole at the line shooting to make it a 7-point game. Eads on the season, a 61% free throw shooter. He hits it, the rare 4-point play. There's no possible way to get more than that on one possession.
Yeah, that's something real crazy's happened if you got more than that.
That was huge.
Huge.
What that was.
Yeah.
But, yes. You know, two possessions, really.
Now need to stop, you know. plenty of game left, but I don't know. And like you said, Doug, a lot of it's just the mental part of it.
Yeah.
You know, when we talk about it, you know, you can't go down more than 10 to them, yeah, regardless of what point in time. And you certainly can. You just got to work hard to come back over. And here we go, Clay County with a chance. Moody misses his three-pointer. Lance Burchard good off the glass, right block assist from Nate Adams. So we've got a five-point game, 30-25. In this series, of course, recently, it's been all Pickett County. Bobcats, a five-game series win streak. Warner Mellon called from the foul from behind. Rick Press going to go to the three-point line. As we said, Pickett County's won five straight. And that goes back to the last time that we beat them was in the 2023 District 7A title game. That's the last Clay County win in this series. Coach Edwards' longest win streak against Pickett is 18 straight games. That took place from the 2018 region semi through that 2023 district title win. Overall, Edwards has met Pickett County 78 times, has a 50-28 record against his arch nemesis. 18-7 at neutral sites against Pickett is Coach Edwards. Minute and a half left in this second quarter. 25-30, and here on the inside, Nolan Adams missing again off the glass. Several close proximity shots has been missed by Clay County in this second quarter. Cole Laminette's three-pointer, no, long two. Long two-pointer by Cole Laminette. Takes it back to a eight-point game, 33-25. And that don't seem right to me, Thomas. Did they give him three on the scoreboard?
I thought he missed both of the free throws on the trip prior, but maybe he made one of them.
But we definitely know that was a two. Now we got Nate Adams at the line shooting two here.
Well, if that was a two, then Paris made a free throw. Okay.
They fixed.
He went to the table. Grocott then showed him it was a two. They gave him a three on this shot down here earlier.
So that makes it 32-26 after Nate Adams hits his first free throw. Second one's away. Misses it. Rebound Eli Reagan. Minute five left in this second quarter. Reagan with it, baseline pass to Paris. Paris inside to Moody. Moody scores right side. Max Moody, his first bucket. Nolan Adams quickly across the timeline. 50 seconds left in this second half, and a defensive foul going to be called on Lyric Paris. And that shows what I know. I would have switched the two Nate Adams calls. I would have called the first one defensive. I would have called that one offensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Nate going to go to the line to shoot two, fortunately. And that's why I need to keep my refereeing and my coaching and all that stuff out of the broadcast. I just need to call the action as it is.
Well, right now we're starting at the free throw line. We've got to make free throws when they get there.
Misses that first one, as you're alluding to, Doug. Second one's away. No good. A lot of points left on the board here in this second quarter. Some of them coming from close shots from the block from Clay County, others coming from free throws. And kind of fortunate in a way to only be trailing by eight here, Thomas, with 30 seconds left in the second quarter.
Yeah, no doubt. 1-for-6 at the line, Clay County is so far tonight. As Pickett County is going to let the air out of it here. Let's see if Coach Edwards lets them do so.
Cole Laminette with it.
And they're not.
Pass taken away, Warner Melton. Melton passes right back to Cole Laminette, though. Laminette hands off to his older cousin, Jacob. Jacob to the hoop, puts on the break, shot good off the glass. 10 seconds left in this second quarter. Cole leads with it. Bobcats up by 10. Nolan Adams, three ball left side, misses everything. Rebound Cole Laminette. Laminette to Jacob. Jacob at the buzzer. His three-pointer no good. And Jacob Laminette runs into the official, and Laminette gets knocked down by the official inadvertently. First half ends, 36-26. 10-point difference here in the District 7A title game. Pickett County leads.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Solana. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A Boys Championship, where Piggott County leads Clay County by 10. It's 36-26 here at halftime, and it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County blow for blow with the Bobcats early on in this one, as the first quarter resulted in a 12-12 tie between these teams. And then District 7A MVP Jacob Amonette just lit it up in the second quarter. He had 18 in the frame. He's got 26 here at halftime to lead Piggott County and help them outscore the Dawgs 24-14 in the second period to claim this double-digit lead at 36-26. Besides Jacob Amonette, who's lighting it up, Lyric Parris has 2, Nathaniel Cobb 2, Cole Amonette 7, because I know he made a, no, it was a 2. He's got 4 points at halftime, and Max Moody with a bucket for the Bobcats. For Clay County, the senior Lance Burchett, 7 first quarter points and 12, a cool dozen here at halftime. Nate Adams has 3, Cole East 7 with 2 threes, Nolan Adams 2, and Hayden Adams 2 for the Bulldogs, who trail the Bobcats in the District 7A title game by 10, 36-26. Here's the break. This first half breakdown was brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including everybody's favorite, the Subway Trivia Challenge, coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County trailing by 10 at the break, 36-26 to Piggott County. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. In 2010, Coach Edwards led his 22-4 Dogs in the battle against Piggott County in the District 7 title game. After a 64-49 win, the Black, Purple, and Gold had captured their fifth conference crown of the Edwards era. In that game, what player led the way in rebounds with 11? We'll ask that one more time. In 2010, Coach Edwards led his 22-4 Dogs in the battle against Piggott County in the District 7 title game. After a 64-49 win, the Black, Purple, and Gold had captured their fifth conference crown of the Edwards era. In that game, what player led the way in rebounds with 11? Sam Daniels' guess is Corey Hamilton. He was young on that squad, a freshman. Incorrect. Another guess coming in from Melissa Smith of Trent Bowles. Bowles was a junior on that squad. Incorrect. And we have a correct answer. Melissa White breaks what I'm going to say is a drought for her. She has not played every broadcast this year, but when she does, she's almost always correct. And she says Sean Garrett was all over that one. Congratulations to Melissa White, who is tonight's Trivia Challenge winner. So Miss White will be receiving through the mail a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brown, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day at 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. And since I know she's listening, Miss White, I did miss your call earlier today. Tried calling you back and couldn't get you. So we'll try to get back together tomorrow if that's all right with you. Other listeners also saying Sean Garrett, Tiff Brown, she knew the correct answer. Of course, her oldest son, Scott, played alongside Sean. He was 1 year graduated, Scott was, in the 10th season. But she knows that era very well. Sam Daniels also guessing Trent Bowles there, as we mentioned earlier. And Thomas, I told you I thought tonight that may be a quick one. tonight, and we wanted to get straight back to this action, so that's good. Khalid coming up with a takeaway. Teams have switched into the court here, Doug, and it's Clay County working at the hoop to our left. Pick at the hoop to our right. Our biggest hope, that this hoop to the left, a little kinder to Clay County in the second half, and the hoop to the right, not as kind to Pickett. Nate Adams, 10-foot jumper from the baseline, no good. A foul though on Cobb, his fourth, guys. Nathaniel Cobb has been neutralized in this contest. Obviously, he's committing the fouls, but I'm sure a lot of Piggy County faithful would say that the officials aren't letting Cobb play.
Yeah, he's picked up some pretty weak fouls, I guess, what I'll say it, but... You know, they've called that consistent tonight on that call right there. Hey, I've got a final from the 8A championship. Joe Burns beat East Robertson 45-43.
Oh, wow.
In the championship game. The consolation game has not been posted, but the championship game has.
So the best effort of the season by East Rob there.
Yeah, and I think that was played at East Rob, too.
Of course, East Rob, the 2022 state champs, Kurt Caton, their head coach, was there during that run, and this has been down here for them.
Yeah,
but they're capable of beating folks, just like this Pickett County bunch here. Cole Hammonette adds a bucket right side. Thomas, we had free throw looks a few moments ago. Didn't get a point from either one of them, did we? Or did we hit one?
Hit one.
Nate Adams was one of two on that trip then.
Yeah, and then Cole Hammonette with 2 second chance opportunities right there to get the foot back. Clay County just kind of getting killed on the boards, guys.
Yeah, and of course, you had Nolan in there, and he kind of backed off with 2 fouls.
Cole leads another three-pointer.
Big shot right there.
Cole has just shot outstanding. Thomas mentioned it coming into this one. I think he was six of six on his last 6 attempts prior to that earlier miss. Cole Amonette now heating up, the freshman. And that's the frustrating thing. If it's not the senior Amonette, it's the freshman Amonette that's doing it to you. Cole leads on the outside. Clay County trailing by 11, 41-30.
So a 3 for Cole.
Yes. For both of the Coles. Cole Eads with one down here.
That's
right. Cole Hammonette. Nate Adams, 10-foot jumper from the elbow. Good.
Nice.
Good little smooth fadeaway. Nate really good, starting with his back to the hoop there. That mid-air fadeaway jumper locates the hoop in a hurry and does a good job with that shot. Eli Reagan fires a three-pointer. It's good. And that's the thing. We mentioned it earlier. It's not just Jacob Amonette. It's this whole Pickett County team. And I think they're at their best when they are spreading it around. Much like this Clay County squad,
When you see the adjustment from Coach Evers, Lance Burchie coming out, pacing Jacob Amonette, trying to deny him the ball, and it's the role players around the older Amonette that's getting it done.
And they do most of the time. That's why they have this strong 20-7 record. Nolan Adams is going to be fouled, going to the free throw line to shoot two, and that brings out some bluebirds out of the Pickett County faithful.
It'll be 4-on-1, shouldn't it, right?
That is correct. The fourth on Brady Evans. So Brady Evans and Nathaniel Cobb both with 4 fouls. I don't think any Clay County player has more than 1 personal each. No, no one's got 2. I'm
and
sorry.
Nate's got 2, right?
Nate is William.
I think Nate's got 2 also.
Had the offensive foul, we know. Nolan missing free throws there. And if Clay County ends up dropping this one, they're certainly going to look back on free throw shooting. Hayden Adams, great defense, takes it away from the District 7 MVP.
Just a great play there by Hayden. Kind of harassed him all the way to the floor and finally got it.
Hayden, a tenacious defender, comes away with the steal there. Now some tenacious defense from Cole Amonette as he is close to guarding Lance Burchett. 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Clay County needing a bucket here. Pickett leading by 11. Lance to the hoop, misses the shot. Eli Reagan the rebound. Another single shot and done possession for Clay County. Pickett with it. Cole Amonette drives inside. Bounce pass to Lyric Paris, who was left alone by Clay County. Coach Edwards calling a timeout, a full one. We're taking it with him. 13 points the difference. Biggest lead of the night for the Bobcats. 4:39 mark of the third.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the Boys District 7A Championship game being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Pickett County, their largest lead of the night. They're up 13-46-33 midway through the third.
Nate with a pass back to Nolan, knocked away by Max Moody, the sophomore, misses his layup. It's cleaned up though by Larry Parrish. He's fouled from behind by Hayden Adams. Pickett County continues to roll here. Now they lead by 15 with Parrish shooting for 16.
And they're just doing all the little things, guys. Out-rebounding Clay County with the putback, sprinting the floor, extra possessions. Unselfish basketball. It's just the brand that they played all season long, Doug.
It is, and like I said, they don't make a lot of mistakes, so you got to limit yours for sure.
Clay County with it, Nolan across the timeline, defended by Moody. Euro step inside, shot no good, fighting for the rebound. Hayden comes away with it, kicks it back outside the lance. Three-pointer top of the key, no good. Rebound Larry Parrish. So Hayden creating a second opportunity that time. Dogs not able to get points, though. Jacob Amanipal is his way to the hoop, lays it off the glass. Good. 18 points the lead. This one's starting to really get out of hand. And Pickett County can do that to you in a hurry. Cole Eads now with it. He's been hot. The only dog who has consistently been able to put in a steady flow of points in the contest. Another takeaway. Max Moody almost had the steal. Cole Eads comes back with it. Cole passes to Lance. Lance a deep three right side. No good. Rebound Hayden Adams. Hayden's put back. Good. Nice job by Hayden.
Bucket we needed right there.
Cuts it back to a 16-point game. 51-35. Similar to the final score the last time they met in Salina on January 28th. 51-39 was that final score. Actually, I'm sorry, 59-31 was that final. The contest in Birdstown was higher scoring. Amonette, they're got. Oh, that's a. Well, no, I said I wasn't going to officiate. A foul call on Hayden Adams.
Amonette going to the line to shoot three, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely shooting three. Is now Cole Amonette being...
I got blood on their uniforms somewhere.
Yeah, they're seeing something. Of course, on those white uniforms, it'd be easy to spot.
Yeah.
The bigger question, who'd blood come from?
You know, I don't know. That's
if that's what it was. Of course, well,
they're still working on the uniforms, so it's blood.
On the back of Cole's jersey.
Yeah, and then they had, you know, their Amonette, too. I mean, they worked him to start with, got it off his.
Jacob hits the first of his three free throws. Amonette, you know, after the shot was holding that shooting form, you know, as somebody would, and his empty hand was touched as he stood there holding that form, and that's where the foul came in.
Yeah, Amonette goes north of 30, guys. He's got 31 in this one with those three makes.
Puts Pickett County up by 19, 54-35. Nate Adams with an out top, kicks over to Lance. Swings to Melton. Warner gives to Cole. Cole in the corner. Dribbles out in front of Coach Edwards, who's on his feet here. 2:25 mark of this third quarter. Nate inside. Layup good.
Good take by Nate.
Back to a 17-point game. 54-37.
Now it's got to be stops in this score. Got to have stops.
Ton of time. You know, yeah. 10 minutes and 10 seconds left in the contest. Cole Aminette with it, slides. Gives now to Reagan. Eli hands back to Max Moody. Moody, got a good look at the sophomore tonight. Of course, Nathaniel Cobb, sophomore starter and junior reserve. Brady Evans both on the bench with four personals each. Hans Burchett takes it away from Moody. Lance fouled hard by Aminette. Finally, they call it. They say it's on the floor. I don't see how that's the case. But a foul on the floor, guys. And now Aminette pleading his case to the other official. Typically, when we talk to the officials, we get technical fouls. But special treatment, I suppose, for the District 7 MVP.
Yeah, Hayden Adams, I think, also with a little blood at this point, they're having to take care of as Nolan Adams is going to come in for him, I think.
They may have found the blood, guys.
Yeah,
it looked like Hayden's hand bleeding a little right there.
May have been the source.
Yeah.
So Lance in the line to shoot two. They do call a shooting foul. Even though it's signaled on the floor, they changed their minds on that. Lance hits the first of his two free throws. Thomas, I hate to bring up bad stuff, but just a quick glance, have you got any kind of an idea what our free throw shooting is tonight?
It's not very good. That was the... Give me just
one.
A second.
Yeah.
So we made one of two?
One of two for Lance on that trip. Now the Clay County freshman being sent to the locker room, I guess maybe to get another jersey, to get rid of a bloody one, I'm not sure.
Either that or get the spray to clean it. Most, the coaches are supposed to carry the little spray to get that. I don't see the bag over there, so I better bags in the dressing room maybe. Either that or a jersey.
Pickett County back with the ball here. 1:15 left in this third quarter. Aminette inside, kicks to Moody. Moody swings to Cole Aminette. Cole now pulls up. Dishes back to Moody. Now back to Jacob. Jacob drives an offensive for alcohol against Jacob Aminette. 2:02 left in this third quarter. 54-38. 16-point game. But much like Pickett County's girls last night, we talked about that throughout the broadcast. So hard to come back once you get down significantly to these Pickett County teams. Warner Melton with it. 4-foot jumper. Falls short. Rebound. Jacob Aminette.
I don't know how many of them we've had tonight in there point blank and just hadn't made them.
Yeah, and 6-for-13 at the line so far for Clay County.
So less than 50%. Even if we're perfect from there at this point, that'd be 7 more points on the board. We'd still be looking at a pretty decent deficit, 54-38 right now. And it's really, it's a combination of the 7 missed free throws to go along with the high percentage field goals that we've missed. And that's been a little uncharacteristic. We've shot very well the last several games of the season. Just hadn't come to fall tonight. Looking at Clay County's last 6 contests, we're 5-1 in our last 6 games. And have shot well. 10 seconds left in this third quarter. Cole Aminette getting a trashy foul call. I'm going to just have to be an official. Trashy foul call. Coach Edwards comes to his feet, frustrated at it too. And I'm a lot more easily frustrated than the 25-year veteran. But I've said it before, Doug, when Coach Edwards flushes red and questions the call, the official probably got it wrong.
Probably got it wrong.
Cole Aminette going to the line for 3 free throws. He misses the first, guys.
Well, if karma treats us properly on that exchange, he'll miss all 3. And now Hayden Adams
being... He's got 3 free throws. He can't come in after he shoot 2.
Okay. I thought he was signaling at the jersey again. They've got a hand taped up. Cole hits the second. So 1-of-2 so far with the third one coming. 8.4 seconds left in this quarter. And 6 of these Pickett free throws that they've attempted in this third quarter have come after The player landed back on the ground, and his empty hand was touched by a dog. At least there's consistency with that call. 5 seconds left in the third. Lance Burchill with it. Crosses up Reagan. Pulls the trigger on a three. No good. Quarter ends. Pickett County leading big here. District 7A title game. 8 minutes left to settle it. It may be settled already. 18 points to lead for the Bobcats after three.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Boys District 7A Championship game presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County trails Pickett County by 18, 56-38, headed into the fourth quarter. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, two in double figures. Cole Eads has 10, Lance Burchett 13, Nate Adams with 8 points, Nolan Adams 3, and Hayden Adams 4 for the Dogs. Jacob Amonette, 31 points in this one, guys. Eli Reagan with 3. Lyric Parrish has 7. Nathaniel Cobb, 2. Cole Amonette, 11. And Max Moody, 2. For Pickett County, who outscored Clay County 20-12 in that third quarter to go up by 18. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades, it remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Fourth quarter action coming up here on the floor for Clay County. Nate Nolan Adams, they're joined by Lance Burchett, Hayden Adams, and Cole Eads, original 5 starters. Pickett County flexing muscle once again. Long two-pointer by Nate. No good. Rebound by Max Moody.
You know, and that's something they've done very well tonight. Limited win, had any second chance points hardly at all.
Jacob Amonette gets off the Lyric Parrish. Parrish now works against Hayden out top, hand up to Cole. Cole works against Nate, and Cole Amonette to the hoop and scores. Got to give tons of credit to the freshman, a really good player. And, you know, even if he never improves, as Nolan Adams gets a bucket there on the Euro step. Even if Cole Amonette never got better than he is, he's already a really strong player.
Yeah,
he's a freshman. Of course, Cole, the son of assistant coach Lee Amonette, and is another bucket added by Max Moody, who has multiple points in this one. Cole Eads fouled from behind by Cole Amonette. As I was saying, Cole, the freshman son of assistant coach Lee, and obviously Jacob, the senior son of head coach Joseph, Joseph and Lee brothers. But family affair oftentimes in these small communities, and that's one thing that makes it really interesting to me, just all the different schools you see. We all know about the Phillipses from Monterey, the Harpers from Trousdale County, you know, things like that, and just kind of fun to watch over the years. Obviously, the Groveses at East Robertson. Cole Eads, left side, pulls the trigger on a three, in and out, no good. Hayden Adams fighting hard for the rebound, takes it away from Max Moody, and I think they're going to get Hayden with a foul?
No, they called on Pickett.
Okay, Max Moody called for the foul. Poor old Moody's probably wondering, what could I have done different? What could he have done different, Doug? Not
I don't
know.
I mean, to me, that's a tie-up, if anything. It's not a foul. I'm glad it was a fight.
Sure, that ain't going in favor of Clay. Nolan Adams, a strong move to the hoop, lays it in. 18 points the difference here, 60-42. Clay County never going to quit, you can guarantee that. We'll keep playing. But over and back, caught against Jacob Amonette. Another one that went in Clay County's favor. As I laugh about it there, I'm kind of surprised we didn't get a foul call against Nate. Is he kind of bumped Jacob across the timeline?
Definitely helped him.
We'll stay on air here and let Thomas talk about the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, our presenting sponsor.
Yeah, as we're in timeout, Our presenting sponsor for this season is the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, and they encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. It says, be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care, and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use, and be a good source of information for your child. For more information, please visit samhsa.gov/marijuana. The project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Daniel, we appreciate them for being with us throughout this basketball season.
We certainly do. I'm trying to talk about them each and every broadcast, and I think we always have. That's we always intend to. Lyric Pierce called for the foul. Officials have been pretty kind to. They've been consistent back and forth. If I were a Piggott fan, I would be frustrated at some of the calls, and certainly I've already shown my frustration at a few calls from Clay, and you know, it's been pretty even all in all.
Yeah, that call he made right there, the whole game, he's made a little contact on that cut, and they hadn't caught it, and all of a sudden they call it. So that frustrates you as a defender, because they let you do it all night, and then all of a sudden they call it.
Right. A couple empty possessions for either team here coming out of this timeout. 5:55 mark of this fourth quarter, and Cole Amonette pulling the trigger and draining a three from left corner. 21 points the lead now, Doug. Biggest lead of the night. Answered, though, by Lance Burchett. Back to an 18-point game. Piggott County just Max Moody with a baseline drive. Gets to the paint, scores. Piggott, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of their great strengths is their adaptability to almost any style of play. If you want to, you know, go low possession, methodical, they can do that. If you want to play tight defensive battle, they can do that. If you want to have a 100-point shootout, they can probably beat you to that point, too. They're just really adaptable to a lot of different things.
Yeah, and the matchups are hard just because they got so many that can score.
And, you know, similar to us in the fact they don't have a true center, a true poster at Paris, they're dirty worker in the paint most of the time. Paris will play guard for some teams. But that might be the only flaw that they have. And, you know, you can't control whether you got a 6'5" kid or not to play in the paint, you know.
Yeah, and I think that may be the only thing that might give them trouble. If somebody had some length and some height, Doug, and you know, let me tell you something. This is one of the best Piggott County teams that we've seen in quite some time, and they prove it night in and night out.
They're solid all the way around, and the key, though, if you get that matchup with some size and length, are the athletic enough to stay with them?
True.
Right. So they're athletic.
And that's probably when they'd try to use that transitional pace. And Cole Eads on the inside, he gets a bucket. And we're not crowning them. You know, state champs, I think Clay County can beat them. But it's looking like for the third time this year, Piggott going to have a healthy win. 4:25 left in this one. They do have a 18-point lead right now, 65-47 over Clay County. Moody now going to be fouled. And we've certainly had our share in this series. We've talked about that. We used to chronicle heavily. There was a 32-game window, I think it was, that we used to – we were 30-2 during that 32-game stretch. And, you know, I hate to credit them with more stuff, but they were pretty good through that stretch at taking those defeats.
Yeah.
And, you know, it hurts. We're looking dead in the face of our sixth straight potentially in this series, and each of them, it felt pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, let's just be honest. We don't like it. You know, it doesn't feel good at all. But you gotta respect the team they got this season.
No doubt. Jacob Amonette with it. Gets past Lance Burchett. The shot blocked by Nolan Adams. And I tell you, Jacob just did something that's pretty hard to do, and that's kind of to work Lance Burchett out of his footing. Coach Amonette frustrated about something. He's frustrated Jacob about something Jacob did there. Always coaching, even here with this 20-point lead. Easy inbound. I missed it, Doug. What happened?
That is a little cut down, little lob into 21.
Yeah. Timeout taken here by Coach Edwards. We'll take it with him. 3:50 mark of the fourth quarter as Cobb had that last bucket. 22 points the lead for Pickett.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the Boys District 7A Championship game presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County now down 20 as Lance Burchett gets his 18th point tonight.
Eli Reagan drives inside, bounce pass to Lyric Parrish. Parrish puts it up, good flat block. 3:20 left in this. Next action up for these teams will come on Saturday. Pickett County will be hosting in Birdstown, a foe out of District 8. Travel called against Nate Adams. Clay County will be in Joe Sims Gym on Saturday, hosting an unknown foe out of District 8. We know it'll be Knowledge Academies and Merle Hyde, one of the two. Cole Laminette to the hoop, a foul call. I think that was Hayden on the defense. So Pickett County going to win their second straight District 7 title. They beat Gordonsville last year in the title game. Going to beat Clay this year. Now, Coach Edwards got to throw these numbers out there. 13-1 in district title games coming into tonight. 13-1. Outstanding there, of course. Does have 14 district titles. The 2015 tournament canceled due to heavy snowfall. So that's why only 13 wins instead of 14, because that game was not actually played. 8-1 in this title game versus Pickett prior to tonight. That's going to go to 8-2, but still pretty strong, Thomas.
Yeah, it is. You know, not his year for a title with this Bulldog team, but many in the past, and I think hopefully many more to come.
Absolutely. Nate Adams with a bucket from right block.
Yeah, good job of Hayden to keep it alive.
Yeah.
Good shot, and Nate goes and gets it.
Jacob Amonette across the timeline, dribbles to the left side of the block, circles it back outside, and puts on the brakes. This is off to Eli Reagan. 2:15 left in this one. Reagan going to fire a three left corner. Drains it. 75-51, 24 points the difference. A travel call.
No, they're just seven.
Oh,
right,
I just say keep it rolling, yeah.
Is that a three?
Yeah, it was.
It should be 76 then. That's what it is. I just can't see it. We'll have mass substitutions here, guys.
For Clay County, we've got sophomores Juju Villa and Jake Copeland, joined by freshmen Caden Copeland, Fletcher Strong, and Isaiah Burnett. The Pickett County reserves I will provide to you should one of them score. Copeland on the ground, that's Caden. And I tell you, some of the blood that I've seen through the contest has come from the right elbow of this official in front of us, I think.
Yeah.
I think maybe he's got some, I see a pretty red spot there on his elbow.
Red right there.
Yeah. Turnover for Clay County. They called Copeland for the travel as he was in the paint. Evans with it for Pickett. Passes off to a teammate. That shot's up. No good. Big rebound inside by J.D. Davis. J.D. Davis going to be fouled going to the free throw line. Davis, a good-sized player, don't have a class on him. I'm assuming it could be an upperclassman, pretty physically mature-looking kid. I just don't know. I do know he hit his free throw.
Yep, made the free throw.
Ramsey Hayes checks in. Jake Copeland checks out. Minute 42 left in this one. J.D. Davis, 2-2 from the free throw line. Juju Bella across the timeline for Clay. Now Fletcher Strong left wing. Bounce pass inside to Copeland, taken away by Pickett County. Strong a little wide of the mark on that bounce pass. Bobcats with a weave out top. Now in the hands of Gavin Daniels, the senior. Kicks off to sophomore Kyle Massengale. Now J.D. Davis cross court to Daniels. Pickett looking for a bucket here. Yet to take a shot.
Yeah, taking down to 1 minute left in this one. And Pickett County going to take the title here tonight as the reserves are in the game, Daniel. And, you know, we saw Clay County show up for this ball game, and I thought that was big early on because we hadn't really seen that at all. Out of these Bulldogs.
How do you know, we'll get into that, of course, in the Eco Panels Bulldog wrap-up. But, yeah, good first quarter. I think we were knotted up after one, maybe treble one. Had some fight. Had some fight early. Saw some improvement. And you've got to say, of the three attempts this year against the Bobcats, much like the girls last time, this third time was the best effort.
Right. And hopefully another meeting coming at some point.
Sure.
And, Region 4A championship. Yeah. Same can be said for the girls' team. You know, that's the thing. You don't have to beat them right now.
That's
as a
right.
Sophomore, Jake Copeland gets a bucket.
Sure did on the inbound play. Nice job by him. 35 seconds left in this one. 78-53. 25-point difference here. Senior Kevin Daniels firing the three. No good. Rebound Jake Copeland. Copeland to Villa. Juju presses ahead to Strong, Strong ahead to Burnett. Isaiah Burnett, three-pointer in the corner, in and out, no good. Rebound, Pickett. Burnett going to be called for the foul as he tried to recollect the ball. Clay County girls going to be in action from Joe Sims Gym Friday night. That tip has been moved from 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Joe Burns is going to come an hour early. So that'll be our next broadcast in Salina, Joe Sims Gym, this coming Friday night against the Joe Burns Lady Red Devils. I don't know that we played the Joe Burns Ladies in recent years anyway, maybe ever, short of a summer camp meeting or something like that. Our teams at the free throw line hit a pair of free throws to make it 80-53. 10 seconds left in this one. Juju Villa left wing gives Isaiah Burnett his three-pointer.
Good in there.
Rattled around and fell. Nice shot by the freshman to end this District 7A contest. Hats off to head coach Joseph Amonette and his Pickett County Bobcats. They are the District 7 regular season champs and tournament champs. Final score, Clay County 56, Pickett County 80. We're going to play the intro to our Farm Bureau postgame show. Come back and for the coverage of the awards.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming. coming up after a word from our sponsor. Sorry about that. I was muted. Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show, both teams receiving their plaques here. Piggy County back-to-back District 7A champs. Yeah, hats off to them there. Clay County can't help but share stuff like this. Two prior occasions during Coach Edwards' years, three straight titles over Pickett, 04, 05, and 06, then again in 21, 22, and 23. So, you know, we've had our moment in the sun many a time, and, you know, Pickett County getting theirs right now. Hats off to them for it. But now going to get into the coach's award to Joseph Amonette. Now, we saw earlier Brighton Swallows from Clark Range. He was all-tournament team member. Also, Jay Foster and Carter Gibson from Gordonsville being named to the all-tournament teams. And we're about to see the Clay County and Pickett County teams receive their all-district awards. Lance Burchett going to come out. Cole Eads also joining him, Cole, with two great games here in this district tournament. And Junior Nolan Adams also going to be named all-tournament. Of course, for the girls, yesterday we saw Haley Garrison, Baker Walden, and Ella Eads make all-tournament. Nathaniel Cobb, he was limited tonight due to foul trouble, but a great sophomore player, all-tournament for him. Senior Lyric Paris, number five position for the Bobcats. Senior Eli Reagan, so a senior-heavy Bobcat team, but still some talented underclassmen. And one of them coming here, freshman Cole Amonette, joins his teammates, and we know we're going to see senior Jacob Amonette named as the District 7 Tournament MVP to go along with his regular season District 7 MVP. Well-deserved.
Yeah, no doubt. And you talk about Jacob Amonette. You know, he's had the hype his entire career, and, you know, he's kind of living up to it here in his senior season, Doug, for sure.
We'll go ahead and start this portion of the Farm Bureau postgame show that we like to call the Bulldog Wrap-Up. It's brought to us by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, Clay County showed up in this one, guys. It was a 12-12 ball game at the end of the first quarter, and then the District 7A tournament MVP went to work. 18 second-quarter points for Jacob Amonette. Had 26 at halftime. He helped his team outscore Clay County 24-14. It was a 10-point game at halftime, 36-26 in favor of the Bobcats, Daniel. But, you know, again, a 10-point ball game at that point. So it wasn't really about what Jacob Amonette did in that first half. Clay County's still in the game at that point. But the third quarter was the dagger for the Bulldogs as Pickett County outscored Clay County 20-12, added another 8 points to it. They were up 18, headed into the fourth, and it was pretty much over at that time. But that was the young Amonette. He came on and had a big second half, 18 in this ball game, 14 of them coming in the second half. So, you know, it's kind of pick your poison with these Bobcats.
Sure is.
Well, they're similar to us. You know, when we get in a groove, who are you going to guard? You know, I mean, they're capable. Three or four kids on their team to score in the 20s, just like our team. And they're just and they're sound. They don't make mistakes. They're just hard to guard.
Yeah, you know, you talk about that first quarter, 11 points. If you take the fourth quarters away, because those was substitute quarters, look at the six other quarters, 1, 2, and 3 from the prior two meetings. Here's Pickett County scoring in those games, in those quarters. 22, 29, 21, 17, 21, and 19. So that 11-point first, feeling pretty good coming out of that one. Like you said, by halftime, that second quarter cost us, but –
And that's the thing. You know, these three meetings that we've seen them do this type of play, they've done it all season long, guys.
Yeah.
You know, this is just a solid team. That's what they do. Clay County just didn't really have an answer for it as Amonette finished with 31 in this contest. Jacob Amonet, that is, Cole Amonet with 18, just like I talk about, majority of those coming in the second half. Eli Reagan, just 6 points tonight, but defensively had another really big game, cleaning the boards. That's another big factor in this one. We don't have the numbers, but, you know, the Bobcats definitely out-rebounded Clay County. Larry Parrish, 9 points. Nathaniel Cobb limited to 4. Max Moody came in off the bench, had a good night with 8. Jace Alteens, 2, and J.D. Davis, 2. For Clay County, 3 in the double figures. So if you just glance at this box score, you know, that's what you're looking for. As Nate Adams returned with 10 points tonight, Nolan Adams had 12, Lance Burchett, the senior, with 18. Did I say Nolan Adams 12? I meant Cole Eads had 12. Nolan Adams ended up with 7 tonight. Hayden Adams, 4. Jason Copeland with 2. And Isaiah Burnett with 3. So, not a bad performance. 56 points for Clay County. You're just playing against the Bobcats that put up 75-plus all the time.
Well, and like I said, we said at the start of the game, you got to limit their runs, and we've got to answer it. We answered it early, then we got to where we wouldn't answer, and that's the difference in the ball game. You know, easy shots, had some easy makes, didn't make them, and didn't get any second chance opportunities. They've done an excellent job on the boards against us.
They really did, and, Daniel, one thing probably that this Big County Bobcat team doesn't get enough credit for, and that's their defense. They do a really good job. I know we had 3 in double figures, but getting stops when they need them most and then take advantage on the other end.
Yeah, and, you know, like we said during the course of the broadcast, so adaptable and just good in all phases. And also, of course, in the coaching, you know, all comes down from head coach Joseph Amonet, who sets the tone for them.
Clay County Falls here, finished second in District 7A tournament, but they carry on, host a region game Saturday night.
Folks, that Bulldog wrap-up is from Route T, Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie Stabog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Thomas, we're staying on, going straight to the TDS?
We're going straight to the TDS top performer tonight. It has to go to senior Lance Burchett. He's the one that kind of kept Clay County in this game early on. You know, this one could have really got away early again. If Lance Burchett hadn't done what he did, he knocked down 3 threes in this contest, and they all came at crucial times to kind of stem the flow of Piggott County. He might get to 8, he'd cut it back to 5. It might get to 10, he'd cut it back to single digits. And, you know, one-on-one, he was the guy that was getting the step tonight, and we know what Lance Burchett can do. And 18 points led the Dogs in scoring tonight, and he's just that senior. You want the ball in his hands, Doug.
Oh, yeah. That's what you look for as a coach. You know, you senior to be the senior and take games over in spots. And he, like I said, early he kept us in the game. Anytime we needed a big shot or a play, he made it.
He really did. 12 of those coming in that first half. Scored the first 5 of the second quarter, I think, to cut it to a 2-point ball game with a 3-pointer at 17-15, and then it kind of started Piggott County building from there. But Lance Burchett came to play tonight.
And that, you know, when is he not? You know, all through his career, regardless of what sport we was playing. Sadly, watched him play in his last district title game here during his senior campaign, but still not done. Got region quarterfinal action coming up on Saturday like we talked about. Yeah, Lance always going to bring it. Just a great effort. A lot of good things that he did tonight, as always. Lance Burchett, tonight's TDS top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. 0-3 against the Bobcats this year. Hopefully, you're going to get another crack at them coming on down the pike. Got to win a couple games to get back to that point, though. We'll be opposite of them in the Region 4A bracket that's coming up. We'll be alongside the Joe Burns Red Devils, who are also in there, but we don't play them first. Going to be either Knowledge Academies or Merle High. Doug's checked throughout the night. Tough to get scores out of there. We do know Coach Edwards going to extend the invitation to whoever it is we're playing to tip off around 3, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon if they prefer that, as opposed to a 7 o'clock tip.
Sure.
So tip time temporarily, a 7 o'clock tip against Knowledge or Merle High on Saturday, but likely to be earlier in the afternoon than that for the boys.
Still an update on that consolation. We just got the championship scores yet.
And the way the bracket's going to shape out here in the boys' side, you know, you're looking at, as far as District 7A teams, us matching up with the number one, which we think will be Joe Burns in that semifinal contest if we can get past the quarters here at home Saturday night. And then it would be Piggott County, our number one, probably matching up with Gordonsville. I favor Gordonsville Tigers against East Robertson on that side of the bracket. So it could be, basically three out of four teams at 7A. If not, who knows? Clark Raines could go and take out Joe Burns as easy as anybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at East Robertson tonight. You know, they had four wins going into tonight, and that's right. A two-point ball game in that championship game. So,
it was.
You know, tournament time, you throw all the records away, you got to come play. And that's going to be what we got to key into for Saturday night. No matter who we get, don't look at the record. We got to go in there and play, take care of business. You know, seniors got to be proud to get that last home game again.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then you try to earn another one down the road for that sub-state game. So
right.
At least you earned one more.
Yeah, and Saturday night's not taken for granted, guys.
No.
I mean, this is 2 years in a row, or this could be the third year
right.
that Clay County was eliminated in the region's quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we're getting to host it this year. The other two times we had to travel. We lost one at home 2 years
yeah.
ago.
And
you're right.
And we were district champs.
We were at
that
the
was
time.
A four seed.
We
yeah.
were
at
the time. So you can't take for granted what's happening this weekend. Friday night, Lady Dogs, Knowledge Academies, and Saturday night, Dogs and Somebody.
Yeah.
Girls tip at 6 on Friday. Don't forget that. That's when we're going to be back on there for that Joe Burns Clay County game. On Friday night, 6 o'clock tip. We'll go on air. Won't have to wonder about this, and it'll be 5:45. We apologize for the late air time tonight. Simply that Gordonsville Clark Raines game just went a little long. They had like 50 fouls called in that game.
It did.
So, folks, wish we could have had a different outcome tonight, but we appreciate our sponsors. We appreciate our listeners. We appreciate the Bulldogs because we're here for them to cover these young men tonight that we're playing in this conference title game. Proud of them. Regardless
yeah,
of outcome.
No doubt. And still a lot ahead of both of these teams.
Yeah.
Pass to the state tournament and pass to a region title and beyond, guys. And, may have lost two district titles here to teams we don't necessarily like. But we got to get over it and move on. And everybody needs to come out this weekend, Friday and Saturday, Joe Sims Gym, and give them a good support and a good crowd.
There you go, folks. For Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.